91X News.
It's currently zero and mostly sunny at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Thomas Goyer. General Motors has rejected various proposals by Unifor to keep the Oshawa assembly plant open past 2019. The company says the options suggested by Unifor would mean substantial incremental cost increases that would hurt the company's competitive position. Unifor President Jerry Diaz, who met with officials at General Motors in Detroit yesterday, says the company's decision to reject the union's proposals and to go ahead with the closure of the Oshawa plant is motivated by corporate greed.
I can't believe that General Motors would do this to Canadians and Canadian families after what Canadians and Canadian families did for them, especially the taxpayers and the citizens of this province and country. They bailed this company out when they needed to be bailed out, and this is the thanks and the reward they give us.
Workers have organized a work stoppage in response to the news of yesterday's meetings. An Ontario court is going to hear arguments today about the Conservative government's decision to repeal the updated sexual education curriculum that was taught in Ontario schools, instead forcing the use of an older curriculum that had been heavily criticized as being outdated. Allison Jones has more.
Both the Canadian Civil Liberties Association and the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario are challenging it, saying it puts students at risk. The updates in 2015 by the previous Liberal government included lessons warning about online bullying and sexting, but opponents, especially social conservatives, objected to parts addressing same-sex relationships and gender identity. Lawyers for the PC government say the Constitution doesn't entrench any particular curriculum or what sexual health topics must be taught in school. Allison Jones, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
The Bank of Canada announced that it will not raise its interest rate, leaving it at 1.75% for now. Bank Governor Stephen Poloz says Canada's housing market is adapting to higher interest rates, but only time will tell how rates will continue to impact consumers.
Home buyers are adapting by seeking smaller, lower-priced homes. Home sellers are offering lower prices. And home builders are adapting to a growing demand for smaller homes. These adjustments are taking time, so we need to monitor the situation carefully.
In its first policy announcement of 2019, the bank said the recent drop in crude prices will result in slower than expected growth in an economy that has otherwise been performing well overall. A workshop was held yesterday to focus on the health of workers in offices. Dana Goodfellow owns a Quinty Mind and Body. She talks about the most common type of worker she treats.
Number one thing that I treat in my clinic is desk workers, more than the sports athletes, more than your stressors. It's really those people that sit at a desk for 8 hours plus a day, or they're statutory in some way in their work station. There's all these physical, mental ailments that can come along with that. And sometimes if we just get lost in our work and want to just kind of, we're doing what we do, we get lost in the daily routine, we're not paying attention to what our body's telling us.
The event took place at Dinkle's Restaurant in Belleville. Municipalities across Ontario are deciding whether or not to opt in or opt out of retail marijuana sales. Stirling Rawdon Township held a public meeting on Tuesday and decided to give the go-ahead to opt in. A room that was packed with locals expressed their support to opt in and were very pro-cannabis. Stirling Rawdon Mayor Bob Mullen led the discussion, and he and the other council representatives made the decision to go ahead with the plans.
The turnout was excellent, and the feeling I got from the room was that the support is there to go ahead and offer a retail location.
Full council will vote on last night's decision before January 22nd. One of Quinty's most recognizable radio personalities has announced she will be leaving the air. Ingrid Moore of Mark and Ingrid in the Morning on 95.5 Hits FM has announced in a letter on the company's Facebook page that after 24 years with the station, she will be leaving on February 8th. Moore has worked for 95.5 for 24 years and says she is leaving to work for Belleville General Hospital Foundation as a special events planner. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that the White House has been impossible to work with to end the partial government shutdown. Democratic leaders will be meeting with President today and say they will be urging him to reopen the government. Ali Rogan has more.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer had furloughed federal workers join them at a press conference in which they urged the president to end the shutdown immediately.
First order of business, open up the government. You heard these people, right?
Yes.
Open it up.
800,000 federal workers affected by the shutdown are expected to miss their first paycheck Friday. Democratic and Republican leaders are meeting with Trump at the White House this afternoon. Ali Rogan, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
The partial U.S. government shutdown is entering its 19th day. Prosecutors in Chicago are asking any of the alleged victims of singer R. Kelly to come forward so that they can prosecute the alleged events. This comes in the aftermath of the shocking docuseries Surviving R. Kelly, which alleges Kelly is a sexual predator. Ryan Burrow has more.
Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox says no new criminal charges have been brought against R. Kelly, but they are ready to open an investigation if any victims or their families come forward.
We cannot do anything related to these allegations without the cooperation of victims and witnesses.
R. Kelly has homes in Chicago and Georgia. A criminal investigation has been opened in Georgia following the release of the docuseries, which alleges pedophilia, abuse, and predatory behavior. R. Kelly's attorney calls the allegations from the series preposterous. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
In sports, the Toronto Raptors announced center Jonas Valanciunas will be out another 4 weeks with a thumb injury. Valanciunas has been out since December 12th after dislocating his thumb in a game against the Golden State Warriors. The Raptors are currently first place in the NBA after last night's win against the Atlanta Hawks and appear to be in no rush to bring the center back too early. Two Canadian teams are active in the NHL tonight. The conference-leading Calgary Flames hope to get their third win in a row as they play the slumping Colorado Avalanche, who have won one of their last eight. While two struggling teams will face off, and the Ottawa Senators play the Anaheim Ducks. The Senators have won one of their last 10 games, while the Ducks have lost their last six. Loyalist Lancers basketball returns this weekend as the men's and women's teams will face off against Georgian this Saturday. Both games will take place on Saturday afternoon. The women play at 1, the men at 3 at Loyalist College. The women hope to start on the road back to 500 with a win, while the men hope to break out during the second half. Loyalist volleyball also returns this week as both teams play Durham this Friday at home. The women play at 6 as they try to climb to 5-5 in the season. The men, who have had a rough start as they enter the new year with a 1-8 record, hope to turn it around when they play at 8 p.m. Several hockey games will be happening on Friday. The Picton Pirates play on the road in Napanee. The Pirates hope to carry the momentum of their 4-1 win against Amherstview on Sunday. The Wellington Dukes will be in action at home against Whitby. The Dukes are coming off an impressive 8-4 win against Lindsay. The Trenton Golden Hawks will be playing at Kingston at home. This is the first game for the Hawks since trading forward Ethan Cardwell to Pickering on Tuesday. The NFL is dropping efforts to fight certain dementia diagnosis in a landmark concussion case. Lawyers accused the league of trying to delay payments to the players and trying to rewrite the $1 billion settlement. A court hearing that was set for tomorrow for the NFL's appeal has been canceled. The league still challenges some of the dementia diagnoses made by doctors. Minnesota Timberwolves forward and Canadian Andrew Wiggins has apologized for derogatory comments toward Oklahoma City Thunder guard Dennis Schroeder. After Schroeder had been given a technical foul for an altercation with Timberwolves guard Jeff Teague, Wiggins was asked about the incident. Wiggins responded that Schroeder's reaction was unwarranted and that he was just gay, acting crazy for no reason. Wiggins later went to Twitter to apologize, saying, "I have the utmost love and respect for the LGBTQIA community, and I would never use any term to disrespect them in any way." Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now for the forecast for Belleville. Tonight, partly cloudy, 40% chance of flurries, wind gusting to 60. A low of -6 with a wind chill that feels like -9. It will reach -14 overnight. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, high of -9, low of -17. It's 4:10 and 0 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Thomas Goyer.